when prayers were said and grains of barley strewn. They held the bullock for the knife and flayed him, cutting out joints and wrapping these in fat, two layers folded with raw strips of flesh, to burn on cloven faggots, and the tripes they spitted to be broiled. When every joint had been consumed, and kidneys had been tasted, they sliced the chines and quarters for the spits, roasted them evenly, and drew them off. The meal being now prepared and all work done, they feasted royally, and put away desire for meat and drink. Then Nestor spoke. "Excellency, Lord Marshal Agamemnon, we shall do well to tarry here no longer, we officers in our circle. Let us not postpone the work heaven put into our hands. Let criers among the Achaean men-at-arms muster our troops along the ships. Ourselves we'll pass together down the Achaean lines to rouse their appetite for war." And Agamemnon, marshal of the army, turned at once, telling his criers to send out shrill and clear to all Achaean troops the call to battle. The cry went out. The men came crowding. Officers from their commander's side went swiftly down to form each unit. And the gray-eyed goddess Athena kept the pace behind them, bearing her shield of storm, immortal and august, whose 100 golden-plated tassels, worth a hecatomb each one, floated in air. So down the ranks that dazzling goddess went to stir the attack, and each man in his heart grew strong to fight and never quit the melee, for at her passage war itself became lovelier than return, lovelier than sailing in the decked ships to their own native land. As in dark forests, measureless along the crests of hills, a conflagration soars, and the bright bed of fire glows for miles. Now fiery lights from this great host in bronze played on the earth and flashed high into heaven. And as migrating birds, nation by nation, wild geese and arrow-throated cranes and swans, over Asia's meadowland and marshes around the streams of Castrius, with giant flight and glorying wings, keep beating down in tumult on that verdant land that echoes to their pinions, even so, nation by nation, from the ships and huts, this host debouched upon Scamander Plain. With noise like thunder pent in earth under their trampling, under the horses' hooves, they filled the flowering land beside Scamander, as countless as the leaves and blades of spring.